Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana's lone voice in the U.S. House is blasting Democrats following today's announced drafting of the articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In a Facebook post Thursday, Republican Representative Greg Gianforte called the impeachment process, quote, a sham since day one, unquote. Gianforte also accused House Democrats of trying to overturn the results of the 2016 election. The statement follows Speaker Nancy Pelosi's announcement Thursday that the House was pressing forward with articles of impeachment against Trump. The House could vote on impeachment before Christmas. A spokesperson for Gianforte told MTPR the congressman was not available for an interview Thursday or Friday. Gianforte has previously said he does not believe there was any quid pro quo during a call between Trump and the Ukrainian president that is at the center of the impeachment proceedings. Gianforte has been a loyal supporter of the president since his first campaign for the House in 2017. The president's son, Donald Trump Jr., has endorsed Gianforte in his 2020 run for governor. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
A judge has approved a bankruptcy reorganization plan for one of the biggest U.S. coal companies amid uncertainty about how its mines will be bonded in the long term. The judge signed off on the reorganization of Wyoming-based Cloud Peak Energy Thursday. That includes the sale of its Spring Creek mine in Montana to a Navajo Nation company seeking to secure bonding that would ensure cleanup should the mine ever close. A former Helena Elementary teacher and husband of Democratic Superintendent of Public Instruction candidate Melissa Romano is facing a felony drug charge filed Tuesday. YPR's Jess Sheldahl has more.
Court documents say a Montana Highway Patrol trooper found cocaine, LSD, and methamphetamine in the car of former Helena schoolteacher Eric Lehman in late August. Lehman resigned from his teaching job at Hawthorne Elementary on November 1st, according to reporting from MTN News, which first reported the charges. Melissa Romano wrote in a statement online, quote, "It has been a very difficult time for our family, but we are proud of Eric for taking responsibility for his actions, seeking treatment, and making amends," unquote. David Parker heads the Department of Political Science at Montana State University and says voters aren't aware of the effects family problems have on campaigns.
It's the candidates who don't run. It's the candidates that face a primary challenge as a result. It's the donations that don't happen.
Parker says Romano's campaign isn't the only recent example of a candidate's spouse facing legal charges. When then-Montana House Speaker President Scott Sales, a Republican, first announced his campaign for state Senate in 2012, his wife pleaded guilty to an embezzlement scheme.
And what's interesting is that it was in the news, but it certainly didn't affect Scott Sales' election. You know, he won.
Parker says the same might not be true for Romano.
The situation with Melissa Romano, however, is her husband's also a teacher. The nature of the job of being in charge of OPI being another issue of concern for voters. And thirdly, I have to admit, there's the issue of gender. Women candidates tend to be scrutinized more heavily by voters. It's not fair, but it's true.
Romano closed her online statement by thanking those who have supported her, saying, quote, "Montanans have lived up to their reputation of taking care of their neighbors," unquote. Romano's campaign for superintendent of public instruction is her second run for the office. She lost to Republican Elsie Arnston in 2016, the same opponent she will face in 2020 if she doesn't face a primary opponent. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
A judge has approved a bankruptcy reorganization plan for one of the biggest U.S. coal companies amid uncertainty about how its mines will be bonded in the long term. The judge signed off on the reorganization of Wyoming-based Cloud Peak Energy Thursday. That includes the sale of its Spring Creek mine in Montana to a Navajo Nation company seeking to secure bonding that would ensure cleanup should the mine ever close. A lobbyist and former firearms safety instructor sentenced to more than 3 years in prison in October in the accidental shooting death of his hunting partner in Helena has requested a retrial, alleging the judge was biased. The Independent Record reports that the district judge imposed a 20-year sentence on 62-year-old Greg Trude in the death of Helena doctor Eugene Walton. It's been an above-normal year of snowfall in north-central Montana the last few months. Numbers from the National Weather Service office in Great Falls show that from July 1st, the start of the weather year, to December 2nd, Great Falls has received just over 60 inches of snow. That's 95% of what they would normally receive in the entire year. The seasonal average is 63.5 inches. Havre has also racked up 95% of the average snowfall at more than 37 inches since July. Over those same 6 months, Helena has received just over 19 inches of snow, which is 51% of the normal, and Bozeman is at 45%, just over 18 inches. As of December 1st, Billings has received 21.5 inches of snow, 10 inches above normal. At this time last year, Billings had received little more than 6 inches from the 1st of July. Kalispell Regional Healthcare is facing a potential class action lawsuit over a data breach of personal information impacting 130,000 people. The hospital announced the incident in October, 2 months after it discovered the breach. The lawsuit filed last month argues victims are at increased risk of identity theft. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Billings-based law firm Heenan & Cook is representing William Henderson, one of the roughly 130,000 KRH patients whose personal information may have been exposed in the data breach. The exposed data includes names, phone numbers, and medical information. Kalispell Regional Healthcare says 250 patients had their social security numbers exposed, but all of the data could have been accessed as early as May of this year. KRH says it didn't discover the breach until August. It announced the incident in October, saying that it took that time to clearly identify which patients may have been affected. The lawsuit filed in Cascade County District Court late last month argues that delay put potential victims at increased risk of identity theft, and that the hospital could have let a majority of its patients know sooner in order to allow them to put freezes on their credit and monitor personal accounts closely. The complaint also alleges that KRH didn't take proper precautionary measures to prevent the breach in the first place. KRH spokesperson Melody Sharpton says the hospital has not been served any court documents related to the case and declined to comment on specific allegations.
We are, however, disappointed about the lawsuit. We value our relationship with our patients and take safeguarding their privacy very seriously.
The complaint is asking the court to certify the case as a class action lawsuit and is seeking monetary compensation for those affected by the breach. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.